Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Hey, Kevin, how do you prepare for sound check?
Yeah. And I spend all day preparing for sound check. I showed Mike in the video my sound check folder. Where I keep all of my sound check stories.
Yet he did not open that folder.
No. Well, I didn't want to give away all my stories, and you would poach my stories, Mary. You've been known to do that.
I
don't need you stealing my stories.
It's empty.
It's full with thousands of stories.
Working hard all day. Which one of those thousands of stories did you choose today?
I've got a good one here. This is big news. Might even need the breaking news sounder here, Bob. Red Lobster has announced that they are bringing back Endless Shrimp for a limited time starting this week. Very exciting. Have you ever experienced the Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster, Lisa?
No, but I was reading about it, and this is a new CEO, and I have a feeling if this goes as far south as the last time it did, he's going to be looking for a job.
Yeah, didn't they go bankrupt the last time from this shrimp ordeal?
Was it the shrimp or was it lobster?
I think it was the shrimp.
Well, shrimp. They figured it out.
It should be in your file right there, Kevin.
Let me get through the details. Oh, here it is. Shrimp Linguine Alfredo, Walt's favorite shrimp. That's the hand-breaded butterflied shrimp, lightly fried and served with cocktail sauce. They have a garlic shrimp scampi, Parrot Isle coconut shrimp, and new Marry Me Shrimp, Red Lobster's take on the viral sensation featuring tender shrimp in a tomato cream sauce topped with garlic and herb crumbles. So very exciting. At Red Lobster, the Endless Shrimp Fest is back.
Yeah, and they wouldn't say how much it costs.
I know.
Which is silly.
I saw how much it cost. It was like $24.99 or something.
That's a steal. For all the shrimp you can eat.
Yeah, I think that was how much it was.
Yeah. Some of the restaurants said $24.99 or $29.99, but the corporation didn't come out and say exactly what the price would be. So maybe it's based on location. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster.
My mom used to like it, and I'd be like, Mom,
some people really love it. Yeah.
You could get the Cheddar Bay biscuits at Costco in a box. Isn't that where they came from? Isn't that a Red Lobster thing?
Yeah.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I didn't even know there were that many around still. Are there?
I don't know.
Red Lobster?
Give that a Google. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so you guys don't watch The Idol, right? American Idol?
Only if I'm walking past the TV and it's on.
Well, you're going to have to watch it next week, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. It was a weird night last night on American Idol. It was Disney night. They always do a Disney night, you know, because they promote and they always go to Disney World, ride the rides, have a mentor. Last night's mentor was Jennifer Hudson, which was awesome.
Oh.
Anyway, this guy Brooks, who's one of the contestants, he has this really high voice, and he was singing The Climb, the Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, they always interview him and stuff. And then he comes out and Ryan Seacrest comes out. And all of a sudden, one of the contestants comes out who was booted off last week. Her name is Ray, R-A-E. And she's like, the princess is here to claim her prince. So she comes out and tells everyone that they're dating, that she's been dating the other contestant, even though he's still in the competition. She's not. But anyway, it was just a really weird night. And Jennifer Hudson was there. And what else happened? A couple other people got booted off that, you know, were surprised. But anyway, the reason you have to watch it next week, guess what the theme is? All for you, Lisa. Taylor Swift night.
Taylor Swift
night.
Oh.
I don't think she's going to be making an appearance.
No, I don't think.
Doubt it. But anyway, they all have to sing her songs, so you're going to have to watch it next Monday night.
Wow, it looks like on Pulaski and Norridge. There's about four Red Lobster locations in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to make it.
I'm just surprised she's letting them do it. You know,
I don't think she. Well, yeah, I guess she owns her music now.
Yeah, doesn't she? Yeah.
No, if you have say so over that, I'm
oh,
not
you
sure.
Yes, for sure. I mean,
you do?
Disney sponsors everything.
Oh,
you know, I'm pretty sure you have
okay.
to. Yeah.
I'm watching. I'm gonna
watch
next
it.
Week. Who's your prediction? What's your prediction? Who's winning?
Oh gosh, What's her name? I can't remember her name. It begins with a K. I'll remember. I'll look it up. Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well,
just go to the next
take
one.
Go, one
go to Bob.
Yeah. Go to Bob.
But Thomas Dolby was on Channel 9 yesterday. I saw him talking to Larry and Robin. He looked really stylish. he left music in the after the 80s. Didn't leave it entirely, but he started this other career in Silicon Valley. And he started a company that was at the cutting edge of ringtones for mobile phones. So he did really well with that. And he's currently a professor at Johns Hopkins University, but on leave so he can do this tour. And he's also a novelist. I read his novel called Prevailing Wind last year. And it's about a sailboat race.
Oh, that's so why you're interested,
yeah, I thought. I was interested because I do like his music. And I thought there was an interesting overlap, right? A novel about a sailboat race by an interesting musician. So, yeah, I rated that novel highly.
WGN-TV had Tiffany on today or yesterday,
and
too.
She was on Business of Food with Steve Alexander.
Steve,
yeah.
I know. I thought that was hilarious. And that's why I looked her up, because I thought, well, that's wild. She could be standing next to me. I would never know it was Tiffany. And she's got a show coming up. Hey, we do have tickets. We're giving away tickets at 5:35 for South Pacific at the Paramount Theater. I love South Pacific. I've got to go see that production. And Mary, did you decide who's winning?
It'll be Kayla or Jordan. They should win.
Oh, I think it's going to be Kayla for sure.
Yeah. She is awesome. She's unbelievable.
She's unbelievable.
Yes.
So good.
Watch it.
You know he's poking fun at you, Mary, right?
I know.
What? I'm
totally
a huge Kayla fan.
Yeah, let me see that file.
Whoa, that's a secret file, okay?
Yeah,
and I shouldn't even put it on that video.
Mm-hmm. The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.